Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, couldn't be better, man. You just taught, you just told the whole world, all 6 million of the Mouthing Off listeners, that the lover is in the house. And we're going to rock the house tonight, JT. Watch it.
We are. We're going to step into some topics that we don't typically cover, mainly the WNBA. But we're also going to talk NBA, NFL, MLB, WWE, and NASCAR. Listen, I have no problem with there being a WNBA, but I don't want to watch it. I'm not into it. I feel like it's sort of like watching Little League baseball. If one of my kids or my nieces aren't in the game, I've got zero interest, no rooting interest. So we're going to get into it, and I look forward to discussing it. But as I've said on the show before, I really, really, really wish that they wouldn't try to promote it so hard during shows that they know men are going to be watching, because you're not going to go out and find your female audience if you're advertising during a Tuesday night baseball game or a Thursday night hockey game.
Well, Jeff, they're not going to find guys, period.
That's what I'm saying.
70% of them are gay.
So the only place I feel like they need to be advertising the WNBA is, and no offense, but The View, they would probably find a pretty good audience for American Idol, the kind of stuff that the people that they're trying to target or will have any success targeting. That's where they need to place those advertisements, because I'm getting sick and tired of streaming on ESPN streaming. And it goes to a commercial, and it's a WNBA commercial, then it's a regular commercial, and then it's another WNBA commercial. No matter how many times you show me, I'm not going to watch. But listen, we'll get into that and more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details. If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off, and I'm Jeff Taylor, and with me, as always, is the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Merced, Jeffrey. You know something? We just kicked this thing off, and you know, I can't wait for us to talk about this one coming up. It's Stewart Haas Racing, because Tony Stewart's a friend of mine, and I'm just so disappointed in Gene Haas and the way they kind of let Tony down. I mean, you know, with Stewart Haas Racing, you know, they're folding.
The beauty of this is that Tony Stewart is a name in NASCAR. Tony Stewart's right. Not going to go away. He'll find other money, and he'll be able to hopefully come back with a better partner. And the fact of the matter is that Tony Stewart knows what he's doing. So what he needs to do is he needs to be a Jerry Jones. He needs to go in. He needs to pick the driver. He needs to pick the mechanics, he needs to pick the pit crew, and he needs to treat it as if he were the guy driving the car. He needs to give his team the same kind of support that he would expect for himself. And you can't worry about what it costs, because you know the old production wheel, you want good and fast, fast and if you want good, it can't be fast. If you want fast, it can't be cheap. And if you want cheap, it can't be good. So they're going to have to spend some money, and they're going to have to go out and get guys that Tony Stewart would have in his pit crew running his team if he were the driver, find himself some good drivers, and I think he'll have success. Speaking of success,
Kevin Harvick said, Jeff, that everything was running smooth. I mean, he was shocked.
Yeah,
because he used to drive for Tony, and everything was good. See, the problem with Tony and Gene Haas was they hired these other guys to run the show, and they're not Tony Stewart. They never sat in the NASCAR. They never been a world champion. They never raced the Indy 500 and then flew down and do the Coca-Cola 600 like Tony Stewart. Never, ever, ever have they ever done that.
Right.
And when he took the hands, I think that when you take the hands off of something, pretty much you're just going, I'm done.
Yeah, you know, just lending your name to it. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that in the history, is where somebody will just lend their name to a product and it doesn't have the right management, it doesn't have the right support behind it, and it's not successful, and there's more than a name in a company. So
it's like my company, Jeff. My company, Mansfield Entertainment, has heart and soul in it because I put heart and soul in that company.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know.
And it's like, because there's a reason. I mean, there's a reason you have a leader, and you're called the CEO or the president of the company because, you know, the stuff runs downhill. I mean, when you allocate things, you just do it the right way. Don't half-ass do things.
Yes.
And you can't half-ass do stuff in NASCAR, believe me.
No, it's a very competitive sport, and it's something where if you don't win, you don't get the money, and it costs a lot of money to race in NASCAR. But Eddie, we got to talk about our friends at O'Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O'Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style.
O'Dark 30 is the best, Jeff. You kidding me?
And I'm not kidding you. You can go check them out at odark30.com. Check them out. They're good friends of the show, and we appreciate the patronage.
Absolutely.
Eddie, Caitlin Clark has taken the WNBA by storm. She was a huge hit in college because she was breaking all kinds of records.
Right.
And she seems to be a very likable person, which that helps when you want star power to come to your league. I think a lot of the stars of the WNBA in the past, listen, this is something that's been building over a long time, and they've had stars that have come through, and they've had big names, and you can, like Cheryl Swoops, you can name, there are Candace Cooper, there are names that have come through, but this is a person who seems to be the kind of person who people really, really like. And I know that they're getting into the race of the thing, and that it's only because she's white that she's getting all of this publicity. And hey, listen, if you're the WNBA, I don't care if it's because of the color of her skin, if it's because of her sexuality, if it's because of the way she plays, if it's getting eyes on the sport, it should be supported. She has entered the WNBA. She played for the Iowa Hawkeyes. She's regarded as one of the greatest collegiate players of all time, and she's been the target of a player who played against her in college.
Just jealous.
Was jealous of her in college, and seems to be just not a great person, in my opinion, in Angel Reese. But Angel Reese's team, the Chicago Sky, recently, listen, Caitlin's been getting beat up everywhere she goes, but it came to a head when they played the Chicago Sky, and Chenity Carter, who has completely handled this poorly coming off of it, hip checked her after a play. It was on an inbounds play. It was a ridiculous foul, and it clearly was just an anger foul. There was no reason to make the foul. It wasn't the end of the game. It wasn't, all the girl did was hit a three pointer. The ball gets passed in and completely away from the play. She gets hip checked. Now, Chenity Carter, after the game, refuses to talk to the media about it, and then goes on social media and sets off a firestorm because people were unhappy with how she handled it on social media. And I don't blame them because,
well, she's a real dumbass ball player.
Yeah.
Because that girl, whether you like her or not, is a great white hope for the NWA, whatever it is.
WNBA.
The little ladies girl, you know, the ladies league. Anyway, that's her great white hope.
Yes.
I mean, this girl is knocking down $5 million a year.
Yeah.
They're all coming to see her because she can play. Where were you, you little fat butt woman? Where were you? Why don't you draw people? You can't draw. Because you suck.
Yeah, here's the thing is that women's basketball is geared towards a very specific audience, and it literally is women who played basketball in the past. It's not a sport that draws a large audience. It's just not. It's not the creme de la creme. If you have a night where the Indiana Pacers are playing the Chicago Bulls and the Pacers are the worst team in the league and the Bulls are the second worst team in the league, that's not the case. Just saying in a hypothetical, that is going to draw far more eyes than a regular season game between the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. No matter
I never
what,
heard of either one of them, and I'm a sports guy.
Well, I mean, I heard of the Indiana Fever because of the fact that Caitlin Clark was drafted there. But
well, that's the only reason.
Coming into this league, there were people who were discussing the fact that she was going to have issues when she came into the league because of she's outwardly Christian and she's and outwardly straight. And right. This league,
my kind of girl,
is filled with homosexual women, and for some reason it harkens back to the days when they would talk about how like you couldn't come out as gay in men's sport. You can't come out as straight in the WNBA, it turns out, or you're going to be targeted. And it's pretty
sad.
The good thing is that the WNBA handled this well. They changed the foul to a flagrant one, and that's a foul that they define as unnecessary and or excessive contact committed by a player against an opponent. The fact that it was away from a play, I don't know if there's a higher foul that could be called, but it should have been that way. And they also,
well, you know,
find,
Jeff,
yes,
you know, when you're talking about the WNBA, they got a case of the dumbass in you know, the WNBA.
Yes.
This stupid foul, they need to ship that girl out.
Yeah.
I would just fire the bitch.
I
Gone.
Agree.
And yeah. And then the other girl, Griner, talks about the United States and goes to Russia and has drugs on her.
Yeah.
And then you want me to feel sorry for you? You're just a dumbass. I'm not going to feel sorry for some dumbass. Man, I've been to Russia. I've wrestled in Russia. Let me tell you something. When you're in Russia, you better not be anything but vodka,
yeah.
Because they will get you, and
well,
they got
the,
her.
Here's the sad thing, is that she was openly anti-American before all of that happened, and she gets arrested in Russia for having marijuana, which you're not allowed to have there. That is breaking the law. I don't care if you think you're a big star. That's breaking the law. And
they
Brittany
showed
Griner,
what a star is in Russia.
She was a big deal coming into the WNBA, but obviously she's playing in Russia now, or was. And our country went in there and saved her and got her out and got her home. And it took her a while to become outwardly patriotic again. And now she's complaining that people think she's not patriotic. Well, honey, we remember the past. We don't wake up every morning with some form of amnesia that we can't remember that it wasn't that long ago that you were crapping all over the United States and how terrible it is until you got a taste of where things
that
get
Russian
really
jail.
Terrible. A Russian jail is worse. Is worse than making not so good money playing professional basketball in a women's league, something that not a whole lot of women get to do, like getting paid to play a sport. You know, it wasn't that long ago, guys in the NFL, MLB, and NBA weren't getting paid that much money either. It takes time. But listen, Eddie, we're out of time. We got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We are back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
oh yeah,
we got to talk about our friends over at O'Dark 30.
Oh, man.
Lenny has such a cool website that you could check out, odark30.com, where you can go get my favorite boots in the world. You know, I told you I love the brown boots. I had a pair of black boots already, and I was always a black boots guy. I've never been a brown boots guy, but my O'Dark 30 brown boots, I'm wearing them way more than my black ones. They're phenomenal. I love these things. I walk around all day. As you know, I'm working out of town now, and I'm working hard, and I'm on my feet all day. I'm walking around all day. I'm upstairs. I'm downstairs. And my feet have never felt better after being on them all day long. And if you want that kind of luxury, head over to odark30.com and check them out.
Five star. That's all I got to say. Five star. And you know, you're in Boston with the NBA Finals, right?
I am in Boston for the NBA Finals. We are setting up for game one on Thursday, and it's going to be an exciting finals, Eddie. It's Boston was almost a no-brainer this year. It would have been a very big upset had some team in the East been able to overcome the Boston Celtics.
Right.
But the Dallas Mavericks, first of all, it was shocking that the Denver Nuggets were knocked out by the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves on paper are a very good team, but nobody thought it was going to translate to them beating the Denver Nuggets. And then Minnesota gets past Denver, and all of the talk is, oh, Minnesota, it's going to be Minnesota and Boston. But this Dallas Mavericks team that I personally wasn't aware. I mean, of course, I knew Kyrie Irving played there. I knew Luka Doncic played there. I knew that they had two bona fide stars. What I didn't know until I got to watch them more in the playoffs was that they have a set of towers, the Twin Towers, as they're referring to, which hasn't been since Duncan and Robinson have we had a Twin Towers. But
out of San Antonio, another Texas team.
Yeah, Gafford and Lively are tearing it up. And the Dallas Mavericks are going to play well against the Boston Celtics. And I have no idea at this point who's going to win this series. It can go to either team. This is not going to be a sweep. It's not going to be a five-gamer. This is going to go at least six games, and I have no idea who's going to win it. Kristaps Porzingis is coming back for Boston, which gives them some size, so they could have their own, not Twin Towers, but they could have a couple of seven-footers there in Horford and Porzingis, but that's not the game they play. And there was talk about when they were playing, when the Minnesota Wild were, or Minnesota Timberwolves were playing the Dallas Mavericks, that they needed to go small, right, that they needed to take out Karl-Anthony Towns and go small to play Dallas, and that's exactly what I think Boston's going to do in this finals, is that they're going to throw out.
Well, you know
out.
Something, Jeff?
What's that?
We got a good friend of ours that coaches for Dallas Mavericks, Daryl Armstrong.
Yes, sir.
And Daryl Armstrong knows how to play that small game.
Yeah.
I mean, he can move the ball down the court, and he'll teach those guards how to push that ball and drive that perimeter.
Yeah.
And then they get easy layups or pass the ball and slam dunk it. And that's the way you beat Boston.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you got to take it to them.
I'll tell you this much. So, obviously, Kyrie Irving, Hall of Famer, point guard. He's been a stud. LeBron James was whining today or yesterday about the fact that the Lakers
take
didn't
your money
sign
and go
him.
Home already.
So, there clearly was a reason why Kyrie Irving signed in Dallas and not Los Angeles. I don't know that he wants to play with LeBron as bad as LeBron wants to play with him. And clearly it worked out for him because LeBron had very good point guards on his team, and he's sitting at home watching his good friend, I put in quotations, because I was under the impression that Kyrie and LeBron were not happy with each other in Cleveland. I thought that's why Kyrie got out of Cleveland, and I don't know. Is history being rewritten? Did I read the tea leaves wrong? I don't know which one it is. But anyway, LeBron is upset that the Lakers didn't sign Kyrie. So they've got Kyrie, who's a great point guard.
He's upset over when he gets a hemorrhoid, please.
Yeah.
It's like
he does fuss a lot.
He's just a crybaby.
Yeah.
And you know, old crybaby LeBron. I mean, come on, man. Cry me a river. With all that money you got and made from the Lakers. Stole that money is what you did. But that's okay.
Losing record, you know, in the finals.
You're Commodores.
Yeah.
Washington.
Yeah.
What happened to the damn kicker?
Well, he stunk. And he got accused of sexual assault on a flight.
How do you do that on a plane?
Listen, Eddie, I mean, I think you've been on a plane or two where things got a little bit rowdy. I think
I've been on the Mile High Club a few times on a plane. I don't go messing with women on the plane. They come messing with me.
Well, here's the thing is that I believe what happened here is that there was a crazy NFL party on a plane, and two of the flight attendants. I wasn't there, so I'm assuming that they didn't want anything to do with it. But in this day and age, you know, we've bent the rules a little bit. They may have been perfectly happy with it while it was going on and then changed their minds afterward, and they have the right to do that. And so now Brandon McManus...
You know, Jeff, it's not like they were screwing the quarterback.
No.
When they found out he was a kicker, they said, I'm going to kick him in the ass. You know,
well, I think Brandon McManus is a pretty good looking kicker, though. I think that if the ladies were going after guys on the Washington Redskins, I think he would definitely be one of the guys they'd be all over.
Well, I never said the dude's ugly. I just said he's a kicker.
Well, I don't think chicks understand that, though.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I know.
My buddy Pat McAfee. He's a damn punter of all things.
I know.
But he's a great announcer.
Yeah.
I love Pat's show. I love Pat as a human being. Because Pat's a great guy, and he loves wrestling.
So
the Colts should have kept his ass around just for motivation.
So listen, Eddie. Brandon McManus is innocent right now because he has not been taken to court. He's been sued, which is civil.
Yeah, but he lost his job. He's not too innocent.
If he were good, that would have never happened. He was easy to move on.
Well, that's what
I
told you before. He sucked.
Yes.
That's why they turned on him like a snake. If you're a main eventer like the Continental Lover was, they don't turn on you like that.
Yes.
They stick by your side and they say, hey, let me hold that ball and you kick it. You know what I mean? So it's okay.
Yeah.
They turned on the kicker.
They did. And they signed another guy. Can't remember his name. I read the article today. So they've got another guy coming in, and I'm sure they'll be fine. The kickers are only worth their while once in a blue moon when a game comes down to a field goal or an extra point. And so you want one that can kick the ball through the goal posts. And I feel like that should be something that's relatively easy to find. But
and what do you think about this?
Tell me.
Mike Tyson's fight.
Jake
Paul was put off. You think it was an ulcer flare-up?
I think there's more to that. I think there's more to it than that. I think he either found something bigger than an ulcer flare-up, and we haven't heard about it yet. Hopefully not cancer, which I've heard rumors about. or because of the diet that you have to stick to and the amount of training right. that you have to do stick to make weight and be in shape for a fight, maybe Mike Tyson went a little too far and messed up his digestive system. And he's realizing at this point, you know, he's going in there to fight a legitimate fighter. So he can't not train as hard as he needs to. So they've postponed it at this point. It will not surprise me at all if this fight never happens. I was excited about it. I wanted to see it happen. I really felt strongly that if it were real, Jake Paul was going to win that fight. I know Mike Tyson's a legend, but Mike Tyson lost to guys that Jake Paul could stand in the ring with now at the end of his career right. and lost. Mm-hmm. So Jake Paul.
Well, I just think that old Jake could bring it. You know yeah. what I mean? I just think that he will bring it. And I don't, you know, Tyson is not a young guy. No, and he's had a lot of shots to the head. I mean, he's like, you know, it's like some of these wrestlers, they still wrestling in their 50s. Man, get your ass out of the ring. If you hadn't made money by now, you're not going to make any money. Guess what? You're not going to make any money.
Here's the thing about Tyson, too, is that Tyson came into boxing when he was very young. He was fighting championship contenders when he was
at a young age.
Very young.
Right.
So he was taking hits when he was still developing. So he was getting knocked out hard by guys before he should have been. And, you know, mentally, he obviously had a mental breakdown when everything happened with Robin Givens. Is that her name? Robin Givens? Was that the wife?
Well, yeah. And when Don King stole $55 million from him, too.
Well, hey,
I mean,
listen,
that'll give you a breakdown.
I'll say this. Anybody out there listening that's got potential and going to make it in whatever sport they're going to, always remember these old cliches, because they're cliches for a reason.
A reason,
always
absolutely.
Dance with the girl you went to the dance with. Yes.
Absolutely.
Do not decide that there's a prettier girl at the dance and go dance with her, because if she's available to dance at that dance, there's a reason. And Don King was a pretty girl at the dance, and yep. Mike Tyson decided to dance with him. And the reason why Don King didn't have a date to the dance is because Don King was a money grubber and a thief, and Mike Tyson had to find out the hard way. I think it really hurt him mentally to leave Customato, and it's a sad story for everybody involved. I think Tyson was negatively affected by it. Customato obviously was affected negatively by it. It's sad.
Yeah, but he's never the same. Tyson was never the same when he left Customato.
No.
The guy who made him.
No, listen, it's
because
like,
Gus really cared about him.
Hey, listen, we're running out of time here. We're going to have to take a break. I wanted to make a point that it was like Rocky when Apollo was training in the mall, but you get it. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
And Eddie.
This roller.
We got to talk about odark30.com. Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable and functional with timeless style. It's awesome. Go check it out, odark30.com. Eddie, the New York Mets... Which, it's funny, we're going to talk about this. They're retiring Daryl Strawberry's number 18. A lot of people at this point would say that the New York Mets need to retire the New York Mets.
The whole front office needs to retire.
They are in a dumpster fire right now. It's a sad state of affairs.
And with a huge payroll.
Yeah, in Queens, it's not great. Daryl came out and said, I'm so sorry for ever leaving New York. Although, if you look back in history, it was the drugs that took Daryl Strawberry down, right?
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got busted. Yeah. He's been busted in New York. He's been busted everywhere. I mean, him and his cocaine cowboy buddy, Dwight Gooden.
Yeah, they could smell drugs from a mile away.
They used to say that Daryl Strawberry could snort a line off of baseball
while it was going 95 miles an hour. You know, I remember I heard a story once, and I'm secondhand telling the story, but I thought it was cute. Dwight Gooden has a son who probably at this point is in his 20s, but when he was playing little leagues, he was a pitcher. And Dwight is out there watching his son pitch, and he's tipping his pitches. He's doing something wrong. And Dwight Gooden goes over to the coach and says, hey, you mind if I go tell him about this? And the coach is like, please, can I hire you as our pitching coach? And so Dwight Gooden goes over to his son and says, hey, listen, you need to do this. And his kid's like, Dad, if I was doing something wrong, the coach would tell me. And the coach is like, do you have any idea who your dad is? And the cool thing is, no, Dwight Gooden didn't raise his kids to...
He thinks he's dumb.
Yeah. You know,
one of the greatest pitchers of all time, dumb.
And his kids thinks that the little league coach is going to give him better advice than Doc Gooden. But I'm glad that the Mets are retiring Daryl Strawberry's number 18. He was a big part of that team and a really fun time to watch that team. And he's a great. I mean, troubles aside, it's a good thing that they're respecting.
Well, he was a hitting machine.
Yeah,
when he was with the Mets, he could hit. I mean, he had him. You had him. Howard Johnson.
Yeah.
Kevin Mitchell.
Yeah.
Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
Gary Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at that lineup, man, you go back in history and look at a lineup. Oh, my goodness. They had one in New York, and they had the Pitson.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you throw not Gooden, he throw no-no at you. I mean, this guy was washed up when he was with the Yankees.
Yeah.
He begged his happy ass in to get a paycheck.
Yeah, you know.
From the late, great George Steinbrenner.
I'll
be damned if he didn't throw a no-hitter.
Yes.
In Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Of all places. He's like, man, he just, you know, snort that coke and throw that ball. And it's like, okay, I got a no-no in Yankee Stadium. That's worth another mil at least, you know, in ads.
Yeah. He'll go down in history, too. They'll probably retire his number one day if they haven't already. Doc Gooden was an incredible. I'm glad I grew up in the era I did and got to see all those teams in the 80s and the 90s. The 90s Yankees, the 80s Mets.
Well, the players today are not near the quality and quantity and know the game as the guys did in the 80s and 90s.
It seems that way.
Didn't.
It seems that way.
Well, you look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they can talk about, well, it's like I talk about that waterhead boy, Barry Bonds, all the time. You know, he took all that cream and his head swelled up.
Do you think
watermelon boy?
Do you think they pay these guys too much, and that's why there's only a few of them that seem to take it as seriously as it should be taken? I mean, by a few, I mean probably half.
I mean, the bottom line pay is ridiculous.
Yeah,
in the major leagues.
Yeah, it's weird. The pitchers.
I mean, in all the sports right now, they go from underpaying to overpaying, but they never find that sweet spot.
Yeah,
it says, "Woo, here it is, baby. Let's get it in there and keep that sweet spot and let do a tier where you know you make so much and then bam, bam. You know, the more you get, the better you are, the more money you make.
Yeah.
If you suck, you're going to be gone."
Yeah.
And as simple as that. And that's the way they need to write those contracts. I mean, look at some of these astronomical contracts these guys have gotten. $200 million, $250 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. There's no ball player worth $250 damn million dollars.
Well, here's the crazy thing is that they were paying pitchers that kind of money. And then you run the risk of paying that guy, signing that guy for a 10-year contract. The Steven Strasburg story is the one
that
hits home for me. Is that
the Nationals.
They granted he won them a World Series. He was the World Series MVP, but they signed into a 7-year extension the next year, and he barely pitched. His arm was gone after that. He has thoracic outlet syndrome.
Hey Jeff,
yes.
What year was that?
That they won the World Series?
Oh, I remember that. That's 2020.
No. It was 2018.
2018?
Yeah, 2018.
The Nationals, they beat who?
The Houston Astros.
Astros, that's right. Was it 2018 or 2020?
It was 2018. And listen, Eddie.
You sure?
I'm positive. Yeah. 2020 was COVID, Eddie. They were playing all the games in the Texas Rangers Stadium.
That's right.
I would have remembered if my team won the World Series then because there'd be a big
fat asterisk. You sure it wasn't 2019?
Might have been 2019. The Capitals and the
Nationals. That sounds
Nationals,
a little bit better.
2019, fine. The Capitals and the Nationals won the Stanley Cup and the World Series in back-to-back years, and I might have flip-flopped them. But the reason the Nationals were able to win that World Series was because they were switching off signs with their pitchers so the Astros couldn't cheat.
Right. I'm not going to agree with it. I'm not going to agree anything with cheating with baseball because that's part of the game.
Hey, listen.
If you can't handle it, just leave it alone.
Here's the beauty of it. They knew they were doing it. The Nationals knew they were doing it. So every single one of their pitchers learned two separate sets of signs. And
well, you know that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, as a pitcher, you always go, like if a guy goes to second base and you catch him relaying, you know, a lot of times a runner, you know, when a catcher drops a fastball,
yeah,
he'll swipe his right leg, right?
Yep.
And that batter just he looks over the shoulder of the pitcher and he sees that coming, boom, he just backs up a little bit, and then that way he knows a fastball's coming, and then if it's a breaking ball, he goes to the left leg.
And sometimes you got a camera in center field. And you got an iPad in the dugout, and you bang a trash can so everybody knows when every pitch is coming. And sometimes, maybe, one of your guys is wearing some sort of device that gives them a buzz whenever a fastball is coming. But that's all history. The Nationals beat them.
You know what they say, Jeff? about winners?
Winners never cheat. Cheaters never win.
No, if you're not cheating, you're not winning.
That's the other one. I forgot about that one. Listen, yeah, Eddie,
that's the one I live by.
let's get into the WWE. They got some big stuff coming up here. Cody Rhodes versus Gunther.
Oh, that's the stupidest ass match I've ever seen in my life. The one that's going to draw money is Cody Rhodes against AJ Styles.
Yep.
That's the one that's going to be the main event. This Gunther, I can't stand him. You know, I look at Cody Rhodes, I said, okay, they putting a big German up there. They're going to, you know, that's just for him to get a win to go to AJ.
Yeah.
And then you got this stupid Liv Morgan kissing on Mysterio, whatever his name is, starts with a D. And Mysterio, well, that's old Mysterio's son. Well, yeah. He's an ugly son of a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that pretty girl kissing that dog face idiot, and it's like, come on, man.
Hey, women.
And then
women,
after all the crap that they went through with the WWE with sex, what did they do?
They go to the sex gimmick.
They roll it right back out.
Well, here's the thing, though, Eddie. You should know this, that women aren't as superficial as men. Women can love men for many different reasons. Maybe Mysterio Bull. Is very romantic.
Bull something. You know that?
Yes. But
it's like, no. That's all BS, folks. Don't you listen to that. Them women, hey, if you ain't pretty, they ain't going to be around. You have some old fat, ugly women. Yeah.
No, no, no.
That's what you can have.
No. You see it a million times. You've walked by a million couples where you look at this beautiful woman and you look at the guy she's with and you're like, he either has a ton of money or a ton of personality.
No, it's the first.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No ticky, no shirty, like the Chinese laundry.
We're both guys who swung out of our leagues, and we're both good looking, so we can't take that away from ourselves. But we also have personality, so I guess it counts sometimes. I take it back. You do have to be good looking and have personality.
Yeah, we do have that. We have all above. That's how come we have all the lovely ladies coming to see us.
Do you think
that's not a problem? I love them, ladies.
Do you think they're going to hold back that Rhodes Styles matchup for WrestleMania?
Oh hell no! It's too far away.
Yeah, you think they got to get it out of the way faster?
Well, they can. They can set it up. I mean, you can set something up.
Yeah.
That predicates down the line. I mean, you can string out an AJ Styles and a Cody Rhodes with all kind of gimmick matches and all this other stuff, and then go in and do the old Dusty Rhodes bull rope match for WrestleMania.
All right, there you go. Did you hear that, Triple H? Ideas from a legend in Eddie Mansfield. Hey, we're running out of time here, so we got to hit this. Who's it gonna be, Jabronio?
Just the Jabronis of the week, Jeff, and all the millions of fans listening. It's very simple. It's all the WNBA. Jealous of Caitlin Clark, who is the centerpiece of that whole league. If it wasn't for that girl, you wouldn't have any eyeballs on your happy fat ass anyway. So you should be giving her a bunch of love instead of trying to take her out. Because if you take her out, guess what? Your job goes next. They all will lose their job, believe me.
I can't disagree with that, Eddie. If you're going to pick... I forgot to add to the little intro there that it was, who's it going to be, the Jabronis of the week? But you guys will forgive us for using the wrong...
Well, that's okay. You know, when I was having lunch earlier today with Leon Beck from Texas Hot Country Magazine, he's a publisher, and we were talking about this. You got a publisher from a country magazine, like one of the best in the world, Texas Hot Country, and we were talking about this Caitlin Clark deal. And I mean, it's got some buzz going.
Yeah.
And the buzz is not good.
No.
I mean, when you got people like Leon coming to me, go, what is going on with the WNBA? He says, I never even really knew they had a league.
Well, that's the problem. Any news is good news, but we'll have to find out about that when it comes to the WNBA. But listen, we're going to have to take a break here, Eddie. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off all over the world.
The best damn show on your radio. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. And Eddie, you know, it's so funny, this show... We need a three-hour show. I feel like an hour isn't long enough. Every time we get to this segment...
Beck, we need a three-hour show.
Every time we get to this segment, I'm so sad. We could have said so much more, but we're confined.
They're clipping our wings, folks. Just, you know, running out of time. What the hell is running out of time?
We're confined to these timed breaks. We're confined to this 1 hour. Come on.
The clock defines Jeff and me. Don't ever forget that.
you think that Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield need to be held back by a clock?
Nope.
We had a lot of fun, and we appreciate everybody for listening. Got into the NBA, the WNBA, a little Major League Baseball.
NASCAR.
Little NFL. Little WWE, a fun week, Eddie. A lot going on, and NBA finals.
Yeah,
you're gonna
have a fun night, man. You're in Boston, man. Yeah. If I was in Boston, we'd go down, and oh man, we'd need to go to Wahlburgers over there and hang out a little bit, and then go down and hit the old Cheers bar.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the North End and have some good
North End. That's nice. Italian, I love the North End.
Italian food and. Hang out with my good friend, and you remember Mike O'Brien from back in our radio days.
Oh, sure. Tell Mike hello for me, old Boston boy.
Yep. I'm gonna have some Sprites. He's gonna have some beers.
So you're going to Italian neighborhood.
Yep.
With an Irish dude.
Well, he lives
that
there.
That ain't good.
He's putting the O'Brien in the north end.
He just says, my name is Brian. No O'Brien.
Yeah, Brianini. Mike Brianini. But anyway, a lot of fun, man. Appreciate all the listeners. We check out the podcast, by the way. I forgot to mention this last week, but you can get us on anywhere you get a podcast. You can find Mouthing Off. Just search Mouthing Off with Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor on all your podcast catchers. And
we are all over the world, baby.
If you missed anything, you could always catch up there. But we got to run, Eddie, man. Tell them goodbye.
That's it. Hey, to all you 6 million listeners, hey, thank you for joining us each and every week. For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.